morning. This is Wally, W9BEA, who coincidentally is the son of the real W9BEA, from Northbrook, Illinois, roughly 15 miles north of Chicago. It is Saturday. It is sunshine and blue skies out, as near as I can tell here, and you are in tune with the Vintage Single Sideband Net. The Vintage Single Sideband Net meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of Midwest Classic Radio Net, the AM net over there on 3885. We operate on or near 3840 kilocycles, plus or minus the QRM. We start at 0830 local central time. Our net is a meeting place for those hams who like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that are represented here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like the operators. These radios are easily shunned by the general ham populace in deference to 7300s and Baofengs. Our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise can be heard when we transmit, dirty switches may cause havoc, or as I like to alternate and say, chaos with our receivers. Oscillators and PLLs may unlock. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using our radios. Boo-hoo. But this is all normal and welcome here. We are not ashamed. Thank you. The Vintage Single Sideband Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. A completely solid-state age of, get this now, at least 25 years of age is also welcome to be heard. Other newer radios, such as those made by Atlas, Tentec, Collins KWM380s, and other obscure, weird manufacturers have been granted vintage status at the sole discretion of net control and are A-OK to check in. However, put your crayon down, boys and girls. However, if you try to sneak in with those new, fangled, new modern radios, newer than 25 years old, i.e., Elecraft K3, ICOM 7300, a Baofeng, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it could get absolutely ugly. That was ugly, just like Hillary. So, let us take a moment to tune up our transmitters. Get on frequency the very best that you can and calibrate those ancient digital readouts. Let's burn the dust off of those precious sweep tubes, 6146s, and obsolete transistors, shall we? To the utmost of spectral purity and lowest intermod distortion. Tune them up, boys and girls, and we'll be back in a moment to recap those check-ins.